this ain't my business. But I just know it's like.
We back. That ain't my business. But let's talk about it. Life made it blues.
Oh, nigga. First 10 and I relief. Yeah. My pockets up with blues. My skin has got a. First 10 minutes I'll release.
I like
my pockets up with blues. I'm a gangster tying 9, that's on 1-9. I ain't capping. I can pace and slang a 9, no 9 to 5. I be trapping. Drop a diss, I drop a body. Let's get acting. Fuck that rapping. Lot of pussy niggas rapping. I came home like what happened. Yeah. I just touched and copped the Glock. The first 10 minutes I'll release. Fill my pockets up with blues. Look, my skin is with a crease. Now I'm freaked out with my dick out trying to fuck a nigga niece. Them hoes say I'm on my mind. I'm on my top like fuck the peace. You can't name a nigga who rapped on life a meal and still alive. Bought that murder all day, 24-7, 365. My little bitch gon' work the wheel out the window. I don't drive. Scoring P's in double digits. You buy 10, I front you 5. In a trap, trying to make another trap for all these fucking racks. What's trouble, man? Now I pop rubber bands to organize these racks. We ain't roll shit on the joke. Now I politic up on tracks. Everything I drop, be that straight drop. But when I drop, it's all facts.
Open on the show, paper on the floor.
Yeah, open on the show, can't round applause and close his curtain. Doing bad, he on the shit bad, nigga, stop his booty hole from working. Still sticked up, never clicked up, went deep out here, started lurking. Fuck that rapping, IG capping, I'ma face a bitch in person. Send a ad, I'ma pick it up soon as you drop it. Nigga lame, ain't got no name, stepping for props, look, nigga, stop it. Clip for lead, one in the head, but I like the Glock sign when I cock it. Throwing slurs, I'm throwing bombs, need a launcher for this rocket. Call laws on when I laws on me, might shoot it out with a cop. Cracking no sweat, lead a float with where I come through with this mop. I've been caught reading a report about some fuck nigga got popped. Major pain with this major bang, you just a hate nigga, not a op. Hold up, look, you ain't heard. Stepping for the 7-letter word, that's my respect. Nigga, I bedrock with a headshot on it, shooting a butter neck. When it's wild, take it far, I'm like a Vietnam vet. Stop all that running from that five, bitch, where you at?
Hold up.
Boom, nigga.
Yeah, we in here, man. We back again. Man, what's that?
Hey,
what's
up? I like this shit too, man.
We in here, man. What's that, man? What you say? Yes, what you got, man? This your boy, man. The myth, the legend, the voice of the ratchet. You know what I'm saying? LTF Ugly, man.
And it's your boy, Nesto the Dunn, back in this motherfucker like I never left.
Yes, it's your boy, Iceberg Pac, man. The hood's voice, boss. You know what's going on.
You already know, man. Who we got in here with us today, man? Tell them who he is.
Shit, Big Ben is La Familia Bruiser,
man. Man, what's up, man? You been trying to get on here. You're on here, man. And you know we get in people business. And you know we talk shit, man. So what's up, man? La Familia Bruiser, man. We in here. We already had Mike on here, so we got you. How many more of y'all it is?
Man, I ain't gonna fake it's a couple, you know what I'm saying? I really don't want to get the name of niggas and miss
me. Yeah, you ain't got his name, but it's a lot of y'all. Yeah, man, yeah. It's been going down lately in the ratchet, man.
So yeah, that life for me, what that is, like a little family, some a record label, what that is there.
You really asked a dumbass.
really like smart.
I mean, cause you know, a lot of niggas. When they call they homeboy, they family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Life for me, it speak for itself.
Yeah, but I'm saying is y'all blood related or y'all just mud brothers?
Okay, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? All right, look.
By 80% of blood related, the rest mud brothers, you know?
Okay.
But they like some family shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of familiar shit, you know what I'm saying? Call any nigga your partner, you know what I'm saying? But you...
Partner
and brother, that's two different things, you know?
Yeah, big face.
Big face. Yeah, we could dig that. So, I mean, shit, man. So, Pac-Man, what's up, baby?
Oh, man, it's just another day, another dollar, you know what I'm talking about? In this fucked up ass city we call Shreveport, you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, niggas don't like to vote.
Yeah, niggas don't like to vote.
We've been having the big niggas to get out and vote. But I tell you what, I ain't gonna lie, like, even though niggas ain't just voted to the capacity that I want them to, I'm still proud of niggas, though.
Niggas
done voted way more than they have.
In
the past, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga been going to the polls and shit. I been seeing hella motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm for sure proud of it, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, we do a lot of shit in this city to where, you know what I'm saying, we highlight a lot of the bad shit that's going on.
Yeah.
But we trying to move this motherfucker forward. That way,
shit.
Yeah, that way everybody can start having things, man.
Bruce,
that's what it's all about.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't never voted in my life.
You know, you are.
You registered?
You a felon?
Shit. I just came home July 2nd last year.
You on paper?
Oh, nah, you can't vote.
Nah, you can't vote.
Can't
then.
Vote. Yeah,
okay, but the day that you get off, go register.
Yeah, you can. You can vote?
Yeah.
I don't even know about who going about to vote for.
Yeah. That's
just vote for the black person.
That's why you all nine. But look, that's why you on my page. That's why you know what I'm saying? When you hit me up, you said, man, you know, we're going to lock, woo, whatever else we said. I'm going to push it.
Like, vote out.
Yeah, I'm gonna teach you. I ain't no lip bar shit, nothing like this. You know what I'm saying? Just on some real nigga shit. Like I'm gonna teach you who you know what I'm saying and what's the reason of voting for certain shit. Cause a lot of motherfuckers don't vote cause they like that shit don't matter, but it matter a whole lot. Like now, like a lot of people don't realize like. Motherfuckers feel like they ain't got nothing to do with politics, but politics got something to do with you, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So get your funk ass up, go vote.
Yeah, like get your ass out and go vote.
Like with this election here, I don't know if you know about it, but it's a dude named John Nicholson running, and he trying to bring back stop and freeze on niggas. So like
when a nigga doing looks suspicious, you
can you can get them.
That's exactly looks suspicious usually means you just black.
Yeah,
basically you're a nigga white.
Yeah. And it was ruled unconstitutional.
Yeah. But this is Louisiana, and we don't have counties. We have parishes.
Yeah, Louisiana don't kill.
They don't give a fuck.
They do what the fuck they want
still
to.
We still under the Napoleon law, whether people know it or not. And another thing I've noticed, Louisiana is the only state that actually changed laws, shit, damn near every month. This is the only state that if you go in the law library.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's why in Caddo, they stay updating their law library because Louisiana is like the only fucking state that changes laws every fucking month.
Well, you know, it's really just a revolving cycle. Say, like, it's a Republican is the governor now. He just rolled back all the laws that the Democrat passed. Now, when a Republican get out of office and the next time a Democrat come, all these people that's going to be locked up, the Democrat party that come after the Republican now, they gonna have to let all them niggas go because they ain't gonna be able to afford it, just like last time.
This is what I want people to understand about Louisiana, though. And this is why when niggas always, the Democrats, this and that, they don't be knowing what the fuck they talking about. Louisiana has been majority Republican. Our legislature, the people that create the laws,
has been majority
Republican since I've been born. I don't remember us ever having a majority Democratic Senate or House.
We just started having Democratic
governor. So even with a Democrat governor, all the laws coming from Republicans. So he was like, they got a spectrum when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
Republican, conservative, that's called the right. Democrat, liberal, that's called the left. So we had a Democratic governor, but he leaned to the right. So a lot of his positions was similar to Republicans, but that's the only way he was going to get elected in this state because most of the niggas and the Democrats in this state don't vote. Because we got way more Democrats in this state than Republicans. Yeah. But you'll never know it because we don't vote. You know what I'm saying?
All I remember is, y'all remember this? We going to lean to the left. We going to lean to the right. We going to lean both ways. Now give us some
land.
Y'all remember that little flip song?
Hell no.
Man, y'all nigga faking. So Flip wasn't the shit. Flip wasn't the shit.
I remember Flip like on some Game Over shit.
He talking about throwback Flip. He talking about him in the Knuckles.
He talking about the color change. I'm talking about the Flip on that song with the color change.
He was cold blooded back then.
Yeah, he was cold blooded back then. Y'all remember that?
I don't remember it though. I even though I remember listening to the Cub Chain and Click and shit.
Yeah.
I don't y'all remember
trying to steal
shit,
my
though.
Style.
Yeah. Y'all niggas trying to steal my style. I couple
that boy
y'all
showing his age.
Trying to
steal. Showing his age.
Like, y'all how old are you, trying to steal my...
I'm 28.
See, yeah, he young. I'm 27.
Man, you double that man age.
I'm 27.
You old enough to be that man dad.
27.
28. Yeah, 27. 28. You are...
That's what I told him. What I said.
What's your dad's name?
Who?
What's your dad's
name? Oh, yeah, I had to mix him. My dad's name Bruce.
Oh, what I told him. Did I say that
might be your brother?
Did I say that?
Y'all, Joseph Bad. What's your name, bro? Bruce Jamel. He ain't my people.
Look, he got a little brother named Bruce with dreads. You and his brother Bruce look just alike.
But guess what my dad's name is?
What?
Bruce.
Bruce.
But look, I'm going to tell y'all some shit, though. But Bruce ain't my daddy. Real name though. That's just what everybody know him by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So is Bruce your real name?
Nickname named Bruce.
So I ain't never heard no shit like that. That's a name he used to tell the hoes that he won't fuck with.
Oh, my name Bruce.
Yeah,
that was his alias.
No. Hey, look, when I used to tell hoes my name, I used to say my name was King.
I used to say Jamar.
I just tell people my name, Alex Dwayne Pickens.
Them little ugly bitches, you just
fuck with. Like, nobody know this nigga name for real.
Like me?
Nah, for real. Lie. Like, I don't think nobody knew my dad.
He might lie.
Cause his dad lie a lot.
That where you get that shit from?
Hey, look, I got a brother named Mario. I look at
him. I'm finna show y'all my dad. Y'all gonna listen
like,
to my
bro, that nigga look like me. Yeah. Live.
Yeah. Bruce dad.
Yeah, that might be your brother, man.
Shit, no, I'm finna
show you. Are y'all dad is twins or some shit?
Hey, I'm finna show you. Look, hold on.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. You cut them dreads on.
Yeah, man. Oh, everything. He look like old Bruce.
I got a picture of my daddy.
Let me see him.
Like, oh, shit. The war
of Bruce's.
Listen. We done said that ain't my business. And that is not our business, but we talking about
yeah,
it. We doing a fraternity.
Yeah.
We got some fraternity shit going on.
Shit, that ain't.
I'm still looking at that door. He's spooking me.
That ain't my business, but I know about it.
Yeah, that ain't my business.
I just know about it.
That ain't my business,
yeah,
but
cool
they
daddy.
Know.
Let me see.
That's
good daddy. Let me see.
I know him, though.
Damn, I know him.
That nigga look like Big Daddy.
But we know you. I know him.
Yeah, I know what I know this nigga from.
Yeah, but my daddy been in the mix for a minute.
Yeah, I know
you. I don't know. Y'all might be cousins, though, man.
Something.
Y'all might be cousins. His dad look like a bigger version of your dad.
So, look.
Man. We talking about this shit now.
Boo.
His dad legit like his ass.
Yeah.
So, yo, man, what neighborhoods you from and stuff? And
yeah, man.
All that good
Let's
stuff.
Let's get into your business. Okay,
east or the west?
Yes,
man. Why everybody from the Grove rap, man?
I mean,
y'all don't want to let nobody else in the city rap, huh?
Shit, it's other niggas in the city. It's a
nigga. Yeah, man, yeah. But a lot of them come out the Grove.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna say
a lot of them come out who actually do something with it.
Yeah.
See, the Grove, man, it's so segregated. Like, man, I don't be knowing who, what, why, like. Like, so I ain't gonna get too into it, but okay.
Don't tell him that.
Nah, I ain't gonna ask that.
Yeah, don't ask that.
He said y'all got the ratchets.
Cause I'm trying to see.
He said y'all got all the ratchets over there.
Okay, I'm gonna ask it like this then.
Not like the Grove.
Growing up, so it's like.
And this nigga like a little old
person.
I'm telling you,
that nigga like a pimp or something.
Yeah, nigga
like a pimp or something.
Yeah.
So like growing up, who in the Grove, like, you know what I'm saying, you kind of looked up to, admire something like that, though. Or it's like with like the music shit, you know what I'm saying, that in that nature.
If you want to say the music shit, I'll say like
yeah,
you know, going Linwood and shit. Say,
fam, talking to Mike.
Yeah, like wild yellow shit like that.
Yeah, yellow.
So you know that's what a nigga listen to around that time, young, going to middle school.
So you weren't rocking with Hurricane.
Yeah, shit, yeah. I was listening to Kane too. Yo.
The GOAT.
Like that old shit. The bad. My shirt go, all that shit. Yeah.
They let my shirt go. Yeah. Nigga don't hold me back.
So,
I'm about to.
So you read a nigga from the Grove. I got to ask, because I ain't even talking about the last. Is Hurricane from the Grove?
You want to ask? Damn.
But listen, hold
but look,
on.
But look, let me put it like this. Look, I don't know dude to just say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be from the Grove, man. He put the Grove on the map.
Yeah.
I can't say if he from the Grove or not because I don't know him, bro.
See, he held it down like he from that shit. Oh, he won't be from Lakeside. He can be from Lakeside. Well, yeah, Hurricane. You won't be. Come on, we ain't gonna tell
nah,
nobody.
Nah, he won't be from there. He
shit,
said
come,
he
come
from
on.
The Grove.
Come down.
He said in some sea boy.
Shit, the Crips, the Bloods of California getting all the celebrities talking about they from their hood. Come on, who want to be from Lakeside?
Who he gotta come shit. Get put
who,
on.
Who yeah, want to be on, from the shit. Project?
With Big Soulja, come on.
Who nah, he be from 102.
Who said he won from
nah,
City
Nah, we want Elon Musk.
Get put on.
Who said he won from City Grove?
Why, Yellow?
What?
And you said that was your favorite, so I had to ask that because he said
say,
he was.
He might. Why y'all might come on here, Mike? We can't be talking about nobody.
He said that.
Y'all might well get yelled.
He said, don't be yelling you from
the bro. Don't be yelling from the bro.
I thought he was talking about the nigga in the green Chevy.
That's what he was talking about. The nigga in the green.
Who the nigga in the green Chevy? He said he gonna turn the green letters.
I don't know.
We got to ask him about
that. I had to listen to that song, and I never knew who that was for real.
I heard. I just know they say the nigga DJ now. And he got a song about some hoes throwing some ass. He DJ at one of the clubs where all the women be at. And it be open outside.
It be open outside?
He got a song with all the female rappers right now.
Oh, oh Ant man. You talking about my boy Ant
Burn?
That's what they said. That's what
oh, he beefing
about.
With a ghost.
Nah, this back in the day, that shit.
Listen to Ant Brown. That's what Ant Brown used to say. He said, hey, man. You fuck with me, nigga, you beefing with a ghost.
Look.
Yeah.
We they look. Don't know I used to fuck
say,
with that.
Say. We you not here. We
you
not
know,
here,
I was a rapper, man. Boy. I used to rap, yeah, too. Yeah, yeah. I fucked with cubs.
Somebody give me a lighter, man, because this nigga, he has been dip off into the mess.
Man, that's what we heard in the streets. You remember? That's what they said. Then they said that's what we were talking about. On that, why they hating on me? Then I close a bit, my neck rolls with my diamond to my
man. I'm tell you what, my boy ain't see. I don't know what.
I don't remember what he said.
Nah, but I ain't got no side in that City Grove beat. I'm gonna tell you like I told one of my home people from
look
over
there. Look out that door right there.
You know what I'm saying? City Grove, it be so much going on to where like. Man, if I fuck with you, if you from over here and I fuck with you, just fuck with me. Like, please don't put me in y'all shit. It be so much shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can't force me to pick no side because y'all is always something going on and I'm not never over here. You know what I'm saying?
So, Lil Bruce, like being from the Grove and we like some of our viewers from out of town, they don't really know the politics within our city.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah, we got about two viewers from out of town, five in the city.
So how is it, you know what I'm saying, staying away from all that shit, man, and keeping your head level and knowing where you're trying to go? Cause people fail to realize you can't beef and ball.
And are you staying away from all
that
shit?
Bullshit. Cause them let's get this understood. Beefing and balling do not go together. You can't beef and ball.
Ball and chill, because I know how the game go.
Look, I'm just going to say it like that. You just got to know your lane. Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The street shit ain't everybody's lane. But if I'm getting involved with it, fuck no, I stay away from it.
Small.
I stay away from all that shit.
Because judging by that song, you keep coming like that. Eventually, it's gonna catch.
And you made this weed seem like Richard.
Get your stupid ass home.
Swear to God. Yeah.
but the way your flow pattern is on there, yeah. You hear me? Like me, like I like more of the freaky shit, shake a booty shit, because I'm nasty and shit like that. But like you keep going with that flow pattern, man, and that shit gonna catch. But you know, sometimes you can't avoid the shit. But it's best like just stay out of the way of the bullshit.
Yeah, you know I mean. And then look, like man, just me, you know, I'm from the Kings, and you know what I'm saying, I was looking at you look real familiar, cause like
what?
You used to be over in the Kings sometimes.
Man, look, this real shit. I stayed in every hood except Cooper Road.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My mama, know what I'm saying, move around and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I stayed in every hood
except Cooper Road. That mean you had bitches all around the city.
I never stayed on the Cooper Road.
I ain't never stayed on Cooper Road either.
But I
stayed everywhere. I stayed on close, though, Villanorte and shit.
Yeah, I moved there. Last time I went up there, a nigga loved me.
Say, man, I never stayed on the Cooper Road, but I got a daughter. I got a little girl.
On the elbow.
Her mama from Peach, you hear me? And, you know, I stay laid up
that
in the project.
You remember that video, the girl beat the girl up at Peach and hit the baby?
Boy, I ain't gonna lie. That's some of the best Some of the
this
best pussy.
This wasn't my baby mama, boy. This is just having my baby mama mama house.
Yeah.
Stop lying, boy. But this wasn't my baby mama, dog. So stop lying.
Ain't that cool, bro?
Cause some
no, but she.
Hey, but ain't gonna lie. Somebody did call me and tell me to check on you when that shit.
Yeah,
happened.
Because yeah. I thought it was too. You hear me? But it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But we passed that. So,
hey, I ain't gonna lie though. Some of the best pussy I ever had was in P Street Projects.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I
wouldn't know I'm married. I don't
man,
do stuff
I
like
miss
that.
It.
Yeah.
I remember me and Pooba went up there back in the day though. Pooba ain't leaving when we went up there. My boy ain't leaving. My brother left me though.
I'm trying to figure out how I left you when I pulled off and you did.
You pulled off before me, nigga.
Dude, you was behind me when we left.
This man love retelling recreating history.
How you feel about this?
You would love your brother?
Let me tell you. Tell him what happened.
All right, so this back in the day before I was married, I had just got my little car. I was probably about 20, had the little bucket, you know what I'm saying? Back then, having the car meant something. You know what I'm saying? So we pulled up to P Street to get these little thotties. I'll tell you their name off camera, you know them. But we pull up to that to get these little thotties, you hear me? I'm sitting there waiting. They pull up. The whole reason, they went up there with me in case some shit pop out. It's two of them in the car together. It's two of them in the car together. We get out. We waiting on the girls. A nigga walk out with a chopper. While he taking a piss, he hop in the car and leave. He leave. This nigga left.
Man, we went to the stop sign and waited for him to get behind us.
Niggas ain't do nothing. The girls came.
Hold up. Say that again. About the somebody went to piss.
He went took a piss.
I was pissed. How the fuck I'm disrespecting the land? See, he making it more than what it is. You know what I'm saying?
How you get to leaving them?
That's and the nigga came out with the K using the car. Shit, your MZ. Nigga came out with the K using the car.
I was in the car.
And when he came out the K, you left?
Now he left.
How did we leave when
I... He told me that he saw a nigga with a chopper. That's what he told me. I ain't see it.
So why'd you on here talking about a nigga came out with a K?
That's what you told me. That's
who left?
Like,
who left?
Nigga came out with a chopper.
We left together.
No, we did.
All we did was banged out and pulled to the
side. So they left, then when they banged out, they left.
Listen. When we left,
why did
y'all
bang out?
Listen.
So they can get away.
Nigga, it was time to go. You in the fucking car.
I never got out the car. We waiting on the chicks to get in the car.
Well, then, if you never got out the car, what the fucking problem is?
You left.
How we left, nigga?
Y'all in two different cars?
Yeah.
I'm saying, how we, listen, how we...
Oh, y'all straight. Y'all in two different cars.
How we leave him? Listen, how we leave him? And when we turn off the street that P Street on, he was behind us. So how in the fuck did we leave?
They left before the girls got in the car. When they leave.
So look, this is what y'all saying. Y'all ain't got a chance to get the hoes?
Yeah, we did that, dog.
Oh, y'all scraped.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
all right, so hold on. Look, so you went, you did your thing with the hoes, and then y'all was just leaving.
I did my thing.
No,
I ain't do nothing.
He went to pick them up.
Oh, you went and picked them up?
Yeah.
And you just trailed them up, though?
Yeah.
So who didn't feel like that you were supposed to be behind
him? He left the home on stuck.
You feel like
how the fuck
you feel like
the home on stuck? When we pulled off, he was behind us just because we
but
pulled
off. Who did feel like you?
Yourself. I ain't got no time but to be behind y'all.
Who did feel like
you? Behind me.
Say, dog, nigga, stop trying to make like we was on Forest Street and you were by Sud.
Man, y'all.
Nigga, you were two car lengths behind us.
So if somebody started shooting at Hootie, how y'all was going to protect
they won't
listen,
leave.
Listen, we wasn't that far in front. We at the stop sign, Hootie behind us. We turn off, he turn off. What the fuck? Just cause we pulled off before him don't mean
nothing. Nah, niggas from
Hootie, you had a gun. You had a gun?
Uh-huh. A nigga from the King.
Nigga from the King.
When I told a nigga from the King, he's on the cover road with me, he ain't leave.
Oh, you ain't had no gun?
He pulled in that bitch and everything. Yeah, like, what? Well, yeah.
Hootie, you ain't had no gun?
You was strapped though, wasn't it? I don't know, but yeah, my boy ain't leaving. They
look like it was the funniest shit when I was up there getting that pussy up there, right? So shit, I'm finna leave. Well. On the P. I told you that was some of the best pussy I missed. Look, so I fuck around.
Shout out to you, Mr. Bowen. Mr. Bowen, you gotta come back.
I leave about that bitch, my homeboy.
And Banksy,
My homeboy come pick me up, right? This shit. Nigga hop out the car because I left my gun. That's what happened. I left my gun in his car, right? So he hop out the car. He bringing me my gun.
A little car.
He bringing me my gun. It wasn't a car. It was a nigga we had on here.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nigga down here.
So, look, cool, pull up. This nigga hop out the car to bring my gun. Well, I'm actually finna hop in with him too, though. But you know, this was back when the gates locked, though.
Yeah.
So like, shit, it wasn't no just pulling out.
Oh, see, we went this before the gates was locked.
Yeah, the gates was locked, so shit, I couldn't really get out. So boom, could come bring my gun. See this nigga hop out the car. He hop out that bitch like Rambo with two guns. Like that. I was like, oh, this nigga tripping. He had me that bitch. I forgot. I think you had to go through like the little dope part or something. I don't remember how the fuck I got out that bitch, but I got out that bitch. Or she let me out the bitch or something with a key or something. But I ended up getting out that bitch hopping there. Cause I say, man, this nigga here is wild.
That's the one that booed
that time. That was going to start the shit. There, you hopping out the car with them two guns. Them niggas don't want no cut. What you want?
That's the one you let get away? The one you said moved out of town?
Nah, she ain't moved out of town. She still in the city.
Who the sneaker link you were talking about on Facebook you missed dearly? You say moved out of town.
Nah, my sneaker link died.
Oh, she died? Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry for your loss, man.
Yeah, hey, that was raw. That bitch said my sneaker link died.
Fuck you talking about? I'm gonna use that.
That shit crazy.
He said, hey, that nigga Bruce said, I'm going to use that.
That'd be fine.
Oh, y'all niggas think it's a game.
Nah, that boy.
Nah, my sneaker link died for real.
In a car, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to figure out. Don't put it out there too much. But she died.
You ain't Joseph?
No, cuz.
Oh, I'm up there.
I'm thinking this nigga. He kind of got like a little down for
him. Yeah. I'm thinking this nigga Joseph.
Yeah, no, she died for real.
Damn, dog.
Man, God, damn. For real. So, hey, say, little bro, what you think about this shit, man, going on, man, with Hurricane, bro?
What went on with him?
Hey, he must ain't heard.
Oh, the little interview?
Yeah. Man.
Shit, what y'all
Man. I don't know, man. Shit, God damn.
I think Bebe should have looked out for him.
I don't think nothing because I'm trying to get both of them to come on the podcast.
That's what I would have did. I can't say what Bebe should have did, but me, if somebody, me and this person had history together where we made money together and been beneficial to one another, I would have helped that man. And if the situation he felt like the toughest time in his life, I would have helped that brother out.
Look, I ain't going to fake. I was talking about this shit at work. Oh, God, we were talking about that shit at work. But if the story had the way he said it, yeah, he should have fucked with him.
But at the same time, like I be telling people ain't got it like you think they got it. Maybe Bebe ain't in a position, like Hurricane think he in a position to actually help him. But he probably...
Bebe in a position to help.
Probably he don't have to give no... Not no old artist.
He ain't got to get no money.
New hat.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. He probably ain't want no money. He probably just want to make a couple of moves for him.
My thing with it is, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Bebe had he Nesto the done up, and I read it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to read it again to make sure I ain't, you know what I'm saying, fucked up.
That man trusted you... To send you a message and you letting people read his message.
Oh,
baby.
I ain't put it on the internet.
You ain't put it on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't shit.
Yeah,
I might be fucked up, but I ain't shit, though.
You right.
Yeah. But I respect some of what he said and the other part.
What of what he said that you respect?
The fact that...
It's thunder. Oh, that's the dolls they scheme.
Oh, the fact of, you know, sometimes you do have to get the whole store. You know what I mean? Like, and then a lot of times it ain't what you put out, it's how you put it out. You feel me? He wasn't basically saying that the story was a lie. He wasn't basically saying that it wasn't true. What he was saying is, get the whole story to see, like, why it went that way or how it ended.
But how we gonna get the whole story if he don't tell his side of the story?
Baby say he don't owe y'all a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, that sound like textbook gaslighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I read that shit, too, and I ain't... And as much as I want you to come on and tell your side of the story, what did you say? You said a whole bunch of... It was a cryptic ass message. You really, to me, you really was saying like, y'all better watch y'all selves.
I mean,
that's what I got out of it.
You knowing exactly what people say you be knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be successful in your business, don't talk about me because I can block you.
That's basically what he said.
Yeah. Then they ain't gonna send me gonna tag the show. up in some posts. Matter of fact, let me go to the post. Don't tag the show.
Look. Hey, say little Bruce, and at the end of the message, he said, "Now let me get back to counting his bag."
Yeah, I mean,
you can't be mad at him because I've said the same thing. Now let me get back to counting his bag.
Yeah. I mean, we ain't never mad.
Hold on, what he tagged the nigga in? Hold on, he tagged the nigga in this right here. He said he on tour. It's a yeah. Let me show you what else he tell. He tell nigga this right here too.
Shit, baby said let me get back to counting bag on y'all ass.
You hear the song they playing?
What song?
Bitch, I'm the biggest, and don't forget the rent.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm the biggest, and don't forget the rent. Yeah, you got that.
I got a powerhouse, don't come through on a moped.
Yeah.
I'm way too slippery.
That's some pressure with your bro.
Oh, you talking about me?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Baby ain't playing, boy. Baby ain't playing, boy. Hey, baby.
Hey,
yeah, that nigga
said,
I can't do no more
respect, buddy. Hey, you the only nigga he tagged in there?
Yeah, no, he tagged the show in. I don't know.
I can't.
Let me see.
Oh, no, he tagged everybody who reposted that shit. On everything.
He might be he just fucking
all,
with
he
you.
He tagged all the blogs.
Yeah, he might be
that
just fucking with you.
That ain't my business. Real tune. Gossip. Hey, that is the street for hitting this.
I'm going to tell you, look.
He tagged all the blogs.
But look, I can't be mad because me in a backhanded way, there's love.
Yeah. Yeah, real talk. Because he ain't wrong. Like, he right. Like, you gonna say yeah, this ain't right, but he wrong and he right in the same sense. Yep. But it's subjective. Like they say, being real can be subjective.
Yep.
I can do something that's real to me, but it's fake for you. I can do something that's gonna better me and my family, but it's gonna hurt you. So it's real can be subjective.
Yeah.
That's probably what's best for him. It's probably wasn't best for him to back somebody who on a murder charge at the time.
True.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah. He worked for a corporation. You know what I mean? Like,
but if he fuck with him, he can tell him that though.
Yeah.
I don't think he said fuck with him.
No. Hurricane said he told him when he started looking at him different, he said he don't care about being a real nigga no more.
Yeah.
But like they say, being lawyer, you can be loyal to a fault, to a you be too loyal to a motherfucker where it hurt you. It stopped you from getting opportunities.
Yeah. And then who
street niggas got that bag.
Yeah. Mm. And then who's to say what the powers that be? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you reached out to him, who's to say baby didn't go to the people be like, well, I'm finna hell round out. You feel me?
Hurricane.
But I ain't gonna lie, I don't think. Reason I don't, cause like, nigga got connection. Like, cause you can hit up you can hit up Wack, like, you can, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just throw a little.
But okay, look at it like this. At the time, when C Murder and P first fell out, when P had to distance himself from their situation, P did that because at the time he was in the talks with another deal with Nickelodeon. I can't walk into this shit with
fuck Nickelodeon.
With Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon around up molesting these little kids and shit.
Let me finish. Boom. I can't walk into this deal with Nickelodeon with that shit. Them white folks gonna look at that. Because you gotta think about it. If I go in there and I get that check, that means I can put more money on your lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You feel me?
But after I do that, why didn't I do that? Because, my thing is this, like, all right, because in certain situations, even with me, with my partners or my people, I'm not going to back you in certain situations, but I'm not going to talk against you neither. I'm not going to actively try to hurt you neither. I'm not going to keep speaking on your situation and I knowing you got an open case or you got a case you fight, you trying to get up here. I ain't going to be saying shit to hurt you in that time. You see what I'm saying? I'm just going to stay quiet about it. Now, if other people do, I can't get mad at them because that's the nature of the beast. That's the game. Yeah. But I'm not going to do it.
You know what need to happen?
And I heard C say a bunch of times, like, Master P wouldn't shut the fuck up. And a lot of times, that's all you got
to
do.
Master, oh, yeah, I started not to like Master P over the years. Like, he's starting to show me, like, a little... Like, I see why Baby don't fuck with P. Like,
mm-hmm. Baby don't fuck with P because of some street shit.
Nah, Baby say he don't fuck with P because when Dell's finna sign a deal with Priority, and P told him, no, I'm saying, Baby. He blocked that deal from them.
But you got to think about it, though.
That's niggas be
getting. I'm not blocking nothing from no man.
But hold on, think about it, though.
Each time he ain't want to start a war. Cause they was already beefing the street.
Yeah,
I'm not blocking no man.
Yeah.
I'm not blocking no man.
Why would it start off,
man? Because they had to end up mingling like in the same building.
Yeah, like
I don't know.
Y'all on the same distribution label, so we gonna be around each other. I don't fuck with you because you know y'all killed my cousin. So called.
Yeah.
You know, so
okay.
They say the oldest ain't have a problem with each other. It was the bosses.
It was the bosses. Because, you know, you got the Calio, then you got the Magnolia. You feel me?
Man, I fuck with Beatrice, man. I don't give a fuck about Pete.
Yeah, I ain't
the nasty-ass.
I ain't stopping
Boy, stop faking on person now.
I ain't stopping
that. You ain't going to fake on Pete while I'm sitting there.
Pay Romeo his money. You need to make sure that you weren't touching on him at Nickelodeon.
Man, you gotta know how to orchestrate shit though. You know what I'm saying? If you a real boss, you gotta know how to line shit up to people don't cross paths.
Yeah.
Like I give you a prime example, like my partner Law, like me and my other partner, we weren't seeing eye to eye, but they fucked with each other, right? So shit, whenever they would So whenever they would have interactions, he just made sure that we not in the same
vicinity.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If he's fucking with him, he makes sure and I'm not. If he fuck with me, he makes sure I could not. So, because he know we wasn't seeing all that. So that's how niggas got to be able to handle business. They just like that No Jumper. Shit, you got bricked up, you got whacked up. Like, them niggas...
Say, man, you can't be promoting the podcast on the podcast.
I feel you, but man, them niggas got
no,
they...
No need no more famous. They need promoters. I'm just
yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, you see how them niggas in the same building and them niggas don't fuck with each other. Like, you got to know how to handle your business
Them niggas doing that shit for the internet. We in Shreveport. If motherfuckers don't like each other out this bitch, they don't like each other.
Yeah, them niggas got money.
Shreveport's not just over gangster than these other cities. Like, we the same.
We not saying, Nick, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. First off, y'all ain't getting these niggas enough credit. These niggas putting shit up. I don't know what the fuck
the murder rate is.
Everybody putting shit up. Like, 18, the murder rate is up across the country.
Yeah, but listen.
It's not just up here.
What I'm saying is, that shit will wake them. Man, them people sit down and discuss and talk about this shit before they get on camera. Because they are already rich. So they
everybody's rich. Not rich though. Everybody's not rich.
Well, y'all think Brick Baby rich?
Nah.
Hell nah.
He ain't rich,
that boy probably ain't got $10,000.
He probably got more than 10.
Cause what's the name went to jail and couldn't burn out?
Look where his stay at. So this
Crip Mate went to jail and couldn't burn out.
Who?
Crip Mate.
Yeah, he ain't got no bun.
No, I'm talking about the time he did and I think Adam burned him out.
Okay, he worked for Adam. Adam's supposed to burn.
But he should have his own money.
The bond on nigga out of shoot. They work
for him. Should have his own money.
Shit.
Them niggas, we be thinking because niggas have a little notoriety and shit, they have money.
Like
that's not true.
I just said, niggas ain't got it like you think they got it.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
I was rapping there, nigga I know came to me in a party, won't rap to me, breath smelling like a bag of shit, won't rap to me like I can help. That's why I see where Papa be coming from. Think a nigga just can help you and put you. I can't even help myself. I'm help you.
Nah, shit. For real.
Freestyling me ain't finna getting that done.
I don't think niggas really can do it like make little plays for niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like set this up, put you in the room with him, do this and that. But for just really just putting money in a nigga pocket, that shit be out the door. Niggas don't be having it like that.
Uh-huh.
So what you got? What you got? Coming up, like any projects or anything like that.
And what, like, how many, like, you single or you married?
You trying
which
to
one?
y'all be on it.
I'm saying, like,
you got a gal. Yeah, I got a gal.
You got a girl? Oh man, shit, you can't indulge.
You can't be around
me.
I
You feel me?
Oh, you can do what you want to do, though.
Don't let them get you snipped up on some bullshit, man. You feel me? Because that couch hurts your baby. Because I sleep on the couch because I ain't got no woman. I don't
yeah, even have one of my game now. I downloaded 2K and man, I ain't never cheating again.
Yeah.
I'm never cheating.
So it took a game to stop you.
So you was cheating. So you gonna wide open and say that you were cheating. You ain't never cheating again. So baby,
so if she takes the game, you go, you back fucking.
She's not taking the game.
What if the system be down and you can't play the game? You fucking.
Now, the season down, I'm coming. I'm ain't my business podcast.
Yeah.
We gonna be shooting more views, more shit.
My boy said he been delivered.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So how long you been faithful?
Hold on. Answer that again.
How long you been faithful, brother?
Yeah, not long. Say, look. I'm faithful now, though. I don't fuck with nothing.
Man, black men don't cheat, man.
I'm faithful for real now.
Black men don't cheat.
It's two faithful people at this table.
Yeah.
See, I'm faithful now for real, though.
So how long you been with your girl, I'd say?
Off and on for like 6 years.
Man, you been getting married, bro. You might as well
six years?
Off and on, yeah.
God damn. And how long you been faithful?
Shit.
Don't let them get
hey, you. Look, when it snow.
Last year?
When it snow. Like when the snow came. When last time it snowed?
Oh, that was December.
I've been faithful since then.
God. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Give him a round of applause. That boy been faithful since last year.
Give him a round of applause.
Get his black man a round of applause.
That's right.
Because I know it's hard out here. Because Philly, if you on Facebook and Instagram, it's hard.
That's right.
We out here making it happen, though.
Yeah, and black men don't cheat.
So what it is you think that's going to keep you on the straight and narrow, man?
Not being around him?
Because, you know.
Man, I ain't going to fake.
Because, you know, it's easy to reach
out. Girl, I fuck with crazy, son.
Because your boy
but
is
she,
like
you. You been fucking with her since 6 years. I'm pretty sure she been crazy. And that ain't never stopped you before.
You ever got your clothes bleached before, or your ties cut up, or your car scratched up, anything?
Shit, windows bust.
No, they not.
Head busted
that
shit.
That ain't never happened.
Head before. Bust?
Shit.
Oh, you in a domestic. You in a domestic relationship.
She run. Hey, she fucked up.
Ain't run.
Run.
She fucked
but up. But you love her though, don't you? Because she, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she the apple
she probably
of
feel like you made her that way.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So let me ask you something.
No.
When she bust your head, did she come to the hospital to take care of you?
Nah, I ain't go to the hospital.
Oh, you ain't go
yeah. Oh, she nursed
you. You don't go to the hospital because you ain't want to call 911.
Look,
I'm putting a bitch in
little
jail.
Little peroxide. There's little peroxide.
You're going for the ambulance?
I'm putting a bitch in jail.
I was trying to get away from her crib.
For real, that's the realest. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not finna call no police over there.
So you turn
to man, you going to jail.
You turn to death.
Y'all know 911 is the number for all emergencies, right? Not just the police. Yeah.
If it's fucking with a female, you going to jail, bro. You better get the fuck away from
her. No, I'm saying you can call them, just tell them you need an ambulance.
Hey, not necessarily.
You tell them you failed or some shit.
Not necessarily, because a female hit me in my face with a log. I called the police.
You hit her with a ball.
She hit me with the log first.
Man, we... Nah,
and then you wrapped that with a ball.
We gonna stop talking about this.
Then you called the police on her?
No. The police met me at the hospital. And when the police looked at my face, the police said, God damn, boy, she fucked you up. He was like, ooh, you want to press charges? And I was like, nah, I don't want to press no charges.
I ain't called the police. I called my mama, man. I had to get away from around now.
Yeah, I called my dad. I ran straight to my dad out.
Yeah, man, shit, yeah. You don't know, put your hands on them, because
domestic issues, I run. I don't fuck around. But hey, man, if you out here, man, if you in the streets, fuck with me.
Man, who that was said they the voice of Motion City?
Zia
the voice of Motion City.
I'm the voice of the ratchet.
Oh,
okay.
So what you think about this shit, man? This ratchet city, Motion City shit, bro.
What's the motion city shit? What that is?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm with it.
The ratchet city shit. What that? Everybody
else? That's us, man. That's
nah, Zia. Hold on, cause y'all not finna mischaracterize Motion City like this.
Shit.
Motion City.
All of it the same.
Motion City is the new generation Shreveport, basically. You know what I'm saying?
It's all
that's the new generation.
Yeah,
I'm with the ratchet then.
You hear me?
Hey. It ain't.
If that's the new,
I ain't just necessarily saying
new
generation.
It's
the city evolving. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it, but I'm forever ratchet.
You know, we got always evolving shit.
Yeah, I'm forever ratchet. Never letting it go.
I'm Motion City. I'm Motion City, me. I'm just, you know, I ain't telling what nobody
shit.
Else
they got two different names for this shit now.
Huh?
Evolution.
Yeah, we evolved.
Evolution.
You know.
Man, but y'all finna start conflict.
Nah, they started it.
Man, big Motion, man.
But yeah. like I tell them, I'm just a wretched ass nigga with Motion.
Mm. So what Manny go feel about the Motion City?
He
well, Manny go help start Motion City.
And mixing the wrongs with the right.
Yeah. So it ought to be all well, good then.
Nah, he helped start it because, you know, he told us we can't use Ratchet City, so.
Hold on, why y'all can't use the Ratchet City?
Mandy fucked with me, and Mandy told me I can say Ratchet whenever I damn well please.
Hold on, niggas. We can't say the Ratchet no more?
Well, I mean, I think you can say whatever you want to, because he don't own it, but...
My boy, Mandy,
so he really saying don't promote it, let's his name on it type shit?
I guess, that's what I kind of got from
it. I didn't hear it come out of his mouth. My boy told me.
No, I had to go find the post for you, but he was like, shit, motherfuckers need to stop saying Ratchet. Yeah, because...
Turn the wrongs to the right.
So. Well, he never said it to me.
Let me go find it. So
What is on the
don't get me started.
Now it's on the booth.
Because I'll wreck the party.
It's going to be hard to find out, though. Well, it probably won't. And then,
shout out to Anthony Mandigo, the Ratchet King.
All the more.
Yeah, I need Mandigo to do a voiceover on the song.
And welcome home again, my nigga, man. We're going to turn up, man, for the city.
Say,
man.
Baby.
Shout out to Big Zim.
Come on the podcast, baby.
Yeah, come out.
Everybody, tag baby and tell them to come on the podcast.
Yeah, man.
I read it out loud. Matter of fact, let's read it.
And shout out to Big Zeal, man.
He say, this is to all the swagger jackers. Put your own lingo, swag, and ideas and thoughts into your movement, merchandise, etc. I'm back, so all you people out here selling Ratchet merch need to get out the way. Create your own Motion and run with it. Y'all know who y'all are. Cease and desist letters coming soon to all you Ratchet City swagger jackers all over the globe. From the streets to the can and back to the streets, I've never slept on my own movement. It's only one Ratchet King, and that's me. Who more ratchet than this? Nobody. This my life right here, my story. That's my mother's fault. I remember when a lot of y'all didn't want to be ratchet. Mm-hmm. Real-ass trendsetters can handle everything. Mm-hmm. Ratchet King, the history and evolution mm-hmm. of the Ratchet Movement memoir.
Amen.
Coming soon.
Amen.
I really don't give a fuck.
Amen. Amen. I don't know how y'all took that as into
all the malls and diamond chain.
I'm trying to see what he said.
Look,
what he told y'all don't.
He said ratchet, the first thing he said was your swagger jacket.
Yeah, no, listen.
That mean don't be using my shit. He said, come up. Let me read this sentence again. Put your own lingo, swag, ideas, and thoughts into your own movement. You hear what they say? He say, put your own shit out there. Don't use Ratchet.
Yeah.
I bet y'all know what and who he was talking about.
Who he was talking about?
That ain't my business.
No, talk about it, shit.
Well, he probably need to
tell
that.
You just all in this young man business.
I mean, if somebody from Shreveport took that and was like, he talking about me, you got to be crazy as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I was just finna say that he got to be talking about some niggas out of town.
It, come on, bro.
We know who started the race.
Come on now. Come on. Let's get real, bro. Like, come on, man. Now, goddamn. Motherfucker, you anything as an excuse to go and do some shit they been wanting to do, bro. And I'm just being real. You hear me?
What like, you feel like we been
listen to this. Now, yeah. It's a such thing called reading and comprehension. A lot of people pass reading, but they didn't pass reading comprehension.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I stressed that to my kids a lot. I'm like, how you passing reading and flunking science?
Yeah.
You reading.
Yeah.
It's the comprehension part.
Yeah. Right.
Now,
yeah.
If you read that and you could comprehend what that man's saying, that man ain't talking about nobody from Shreveport, dog. Like, just read the shit. He'd be like,
well, he said he was talking about Zia. He was talking about, you know, that he from Shreveport.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
He said it out of his mouth on that post. I'm talking about.
Now, not on the post, but they asked about who he was talking about on the post. He said
Zia. Zia just had him on the podcast.
One of the people. He named more than Zia, but Zia was one of the people.
Man, go. We just did a podcast, man, ago.
I talked to him.
When he come, he told us he had to do, he'd have been on nigga shit from Texas to Mississippi.
Then if he wasn't talking about that, he can easily come on here and dispel the
rumors. I talked to the big homie day 4 years today.
I'm sorry.
At the Chinese restaurant by LSU. You know, me and Ryan, we stayed.
At Jay Dispersed?
Yeah, that nigga said, damn, boy.
You talking about Pac-Man say be eating it?
Yeah, he said, damn, boy, you be teleporting? I'm like, nah, man, I'm just a Shreveport nigga. You heard me? I'm a ratchet ass nigga. You feel me? And we ranted about the podcast, and he was like, I got you, big homie. He was like, shit, me and you, we talking about what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? And me and him, we talked. And
man, look at you industry talk. Man.
Nah, he ain't give me no industry talk.
Why can't you tell us the details of this? No, you just saying we talk about what we talking about. I don't know what that means.
We talking about, because sometimes everything you talk about with a person ain't for every fucking body. And that's what's wrong with the fucking world. Me and Ryan ran it. Like, you know what I'm saying? The podcast, it came up, but we ran it on some other shit. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What was said about the podcast?
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know?
Oh, shit, that ball with me, Parker.
What it is, you know what I'm saying?
So we can't hear about the podcast neither?
Uh-huh.
All this secrecy. That's what's wrong with the world. All this secrecy. When people are able to say shit and stand on what they say, then that's when it'll be a better place.
Like that,
you see what I'm saying?
When a nigga ain't no fucking secret.
When somebody saying about you behind your back, when I'm able to say that in your face, then the world be a better place. Cause guess what? More than likely, if that's the standard, I'm not gonna say nothing too crazy behind your back. You see what I'm saying? Cause I know I gotta repeat this in your face.
Say Ryan. Say look, Bruce did this. The man ain't say nothing bad about nobody, say nothing bad about the podcast, but what me and him discussed about the podcast, we discussed. You feel me? Like, it like what's understood between me and him ain't got to be explained. You know what I mean? Like, Ryan gonna fuck with it when the time is right for him to fuck with it. You feel me? Like, I'm the type.
Oh, my bad. He on papers.
Listen, like, I'm the type of person where, like, especially when I be hollering at people about the podcast, like, look, boo, you been hollering at me by being on here, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what I told you, like, shit, time right, boom, it'll happen. Just out of thin air.
Yeah,
he hit you up, boom, it happened. You feel me? Like, I ain't finna go chasing nobody or chasing no nigga or nothing, cause I'm a vibe my motherfucker.
You better not be chasing no nigga. You gonna chase somebody to chase a bitch.
I'm just saying, dog. Yeah, damn. Hey,
but that's my thing. If he gonna fuck with, gotta chase the nigga?
No. What I'm saying, that's like how, like, you making it. Like, no, that ain't what it is. Me and dude got an understanding. You hear me? And just so happy, we keep running into each other. And the conversation don't start off with the podcast.
It's one man ago I like so much. She's so fine to me.
The man ago?
Nah, not many goes. I said it's only one that I know that I like.
But yeah, back to what I
love her.
But listen, before you go.
Oh, my bad.
But like, you know what I'm saying? When a motherfucker comes sit down, they come sit down. Like, motherfuckers stay asking me, why Pop ain't sat down?
I don't know, he supposed to been came.
Like, me, like, when I went and voted. Both of us went and voted on the same day.
You seen Papa hashtag Motion City.
Bye-bye.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, that was part of the conversation that me and him had. You feel me? And Zill walked up, all three of us had
we need you to come on the show, Papa, because they say y'all ain't get signed. Motion City say
Lava House. Motion City said
Lava House did not have a record deal.
And I swear to God they did.
That's what Motion City said.
I don't think they did. I don't think they did.
We need you to come on here and let us know.
But if
Lava House was saying, because I remember.
But I tell you one thing. I used to love when that Papa came on in the club, because he was the biggest representation for Lakeside Avenue down the bottom. It really was that. Make this motherfucker bounce.
Representation. Boy, Lake Charles, boy.
Yes, Lord George. Yes, Lord George.
So fuck it. We are two. It's 2-2 tonight. Me and Lil Bruce, we forever ratchet.
They
most.
They forever ratchet. You forever ratchet.
That boy from the Grove. What? Stop playing with yourself. The fuck wrong with
you? Ain't nothing wrong being ratchet. But I mean, you know, if you know who taking over this city, you might want to slide over here and have a little motion.
Y'all said the same thing, ain't it?
Huh?
Y'all say it's the same thing.
The same thing, bro.
It's just like another gin, huh?
Yeah, that's it. That's
like,
it.
What, like the gin too?
Look, it's just you take this leap. You feel? You take this link right here, right? And you add that link. You feel me?
If they ever want to be linked,
they ain't got no choice but to be linked.
See,
that's the thing.
See,
they came from the same place.
We're not against
it. Is it link? Is it link?
Yes, it
is. Link or it ain't link?
Nah, it ain't link.
It ain't link. But it's not because the motion don't want
play.
It's not because the motion don't want it to be linked. The motion willing for it to be linked.
The door
always open, but niggas be feeling a certain type of way. Their egos be in the way.
So is Bae Bae fucking with the motion?
Man, if it get to that.
He just had
motion
on that last.
I don't know. Zill say Bae Bae was hating on him about the bald head hoe shit. Bald head hoe.
That
whole
ass shit.
Yeah, Zill say
Bae Bae
feel the way
I don't
about
know.
That
he
shit.
Had tag motion on that last little post.
He probably showed us out like he did us. Because he the biggest, and don't forget the realest.
I don't know. Hey, I feel like that be Bae Bae way of really just throwing that ball. Because, like, that's just like with Wack. Sometimes, like, when Wack be blowing on niggas, he really be providing them opportunities.
And I appreciate Bae Bae tagging.
Say, man.
So, like, even if he mean, like, he probably mean what he's saying, blowing on a nigga, though. But he, at the same time, he...
I got a question. You ain't gonna fuck with the club and boss man D-Lo come down.
I got a question for Lil Bro.
I don't be going to see no nigga.
They said the tickets $100.
Yeah, I don't be going to see no
nigga. I'm saying, I know you going up for the other, for the women that's going to see the nigga.
Yeah. I got a question for Lil Bro.
Hopefully they come to see me.
I got a question for Lil Bro. Do you think the city itself, far as the music and shit goes, do you think it would have been different if Yella would have blew up?
Mm-mm.
Instead of Kane.
Ooh, that's a fire one.
Which like
I ain't gonna fake.
It would have been different.
It would have been different for. I feel like it would have been different. Cause that big yellow sick.
Yeah, man, yellow.
That big yellow sick on all levels. Hurricane sick too. Nigga ain't taking nothing from him.
Yeah, Kane
sick. You heard me? Nigga ain't taking nothing from him, but that nigga Yella was sick for a minute.
Yella ain't had a commercial hit.
There's a mad underground like song that he was dropping would have been mainstream.
I feel like if Yella would have blew up, the city would have left the dance scene very quicker.
Because Yella was making that shit though. Yella made shit lock up. Come on, nigga, lock up.
Yeah,
he done made a lot of drug music.
Yeah, that was drug music. That was my drug music.
Majority of Louisiana music is drug music. Now, you talking about that ratchet shit I was like talking about with drug. Think about it.
I'm feeling myself. That would have been mainstream.
Ain't none of that drug music national though.
I'm feeling myself. That bitch would have went national.
Back then, I feel myself probably would have went national.
It didn't go national, so... They got signed a rapper.
But
like
that drug music, like that was the thing. Especially back then, it's not the same now. But back then, I don't know if that shit would have flew. Like motherfucking advertising and shit, they wasn't really.
I feel like them boys making the same kind of
shit.
I
feel like they were making the same kind of shit.
Who? YL and Hurricane?
It's just when Hurricane got signed. You
Hurricane
know, he probably
was a little more shaky booty
when he got after he got signed.
He was a little bit more commercial.
Yeah, that after he got signed and shit, though.
Because, yeah.
You know, he was freestyling
but
and shit.
From my understanding, his song,
I got a piss.
Big Papa wrote that shit because what he used to do was freestyle. Like, he was cold with that shit. You know what I'm saying? They play that, that shit, though, and he get out there and rip that bitch. That was his thing.
Little piss ass nigga here, buddy.
Yeah, because you
got... I seen that boy piss on one of y'all podcasts. Another one of the podcasts.
Yeah, that shit is insane, bro.
And you can real life hear that shit.
You hear that shit?
You can real life hear it.
That shit is insane.
That sound like going to real.
Cause why a nigga piss so loud? Like that shit is loud as fucking a nigga ears, bro.
He pouring water in that bitch. You see how I stop the water? He think he sleep.
Cause them hoes don't care how loud you piss, cause.
Oh, it means something.
They say there's a
bill. I don't know.
So if your piss ain't loud, you ain't working with that. Anything.
I don't know what that's supposed to be. That just mean you got a big ass pee hole. They been sticking that.
That just mean
you caught STDs when they used to stick that thing up your pee hole.
Hey,
y'all ever caught an STD back when I used to do that shit? When I used to.
Your homeboy.
Man.
Your homeboy getting burned. We was in the elementary.
This certain shit, y'all.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Y'all told.
I burned the
elevator.
That's molestation, though. That ain't even fucking.
Hey, say, man.
Being molested.
Shout out to her boy, Bacha Taco, man.
My stepsister when he was little. And she was old. She was about 5 years old.
Dang.
Hey, man. Shout out to her Bacha Taco, bro.
Yeah, I got some of that the other day, man.
That shit was wild.
Yes, Lord George.
The rice bowl.
Everybody talking about the rice bowl. I got to give me some of the
rice
bowl.
That's the shit up there, the rice bowl.
I ain't had the rice bowl yet.
Me neither.
But say, look, look, this is something we need to look into. Say, man, y'all don't forget, man, that ain't my business.
But let's talk now.
That ain't my business, but let's talk about it, man. We going on a citywide tour, baby.
Cause why you keep looking out the door? Cause that shit.
I'm saying, you got me scared.
My bad. Look, that ain't my business, but let's talk about it.
That's your baby mama?
Yeah, you got to watch out, because that ain't my business, but let's talk about it, man. We going on a citywide tour, you know what I'm saying? So if you got a business or something, we going to pull up, mainly food, restaurant.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
You got
your shit nasty, don't call us. We going to let you know your shit nasty.
Yeah, and make sure you make this a little commercial part to put on there. Because
we better not see not one roach.
So let me ask you something. Is there anybody you collab with? You got a new CD you finna drop or something like that?
Yeah, I'm working on all that. I'm trying to put the video together right now.
Hey. Early Bird Media in the house.
We everywhere.
One stop shop.
We everywhere.
Yeah. Who you been collabing with?
We everywhere about it.
Shit, I ain't been collabing with nobody.
Just La Familia, that's the only thing you fuck with?
Yeah, right now.
You got any trash with Banks?
Shit.
You know what? Last time I was at Mike's house, he let me hit. Show the fuck did.
Yeah, hey, Banks. Banks,
look, nigga, you owe me one. So sit your ass down.
Banks will fuck with this.
Nah, he was supposed to come, but he had a situation with one of his children, so you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, Banks regular screen nigga.
Hey, boy, I fuck with Banks. That nigga a real living legend, bro. And I hate the situation with Bay Bay. We need Banks on this motherfucker.
What happened with Banks and Bay Bay?
Man, Banks left us on stuck, man.
What happened with Banks and Bay Bay?
He ain't come. He post came.
He had a situation.
I'm hating on that too. I'm hating on everybody who go to everybody's show. I'm hating.
That Banks be moving, man. You gotta, know what I'm saying?
He gonna come, bro. He was like, shorty bitch, ugly bitch. I know. I'm like, yeah, I got you, bro. That's my nigga, though, man.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell y'all something. If we schedule, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is professional business. Like, if we schedule, come. Because, nigga, that's...
Because you fake us out, guess what we going to do? We going to tell you to come next time, and we going to fake you out.
Yeah.
Shit, we even.
Hey, look.
Shout out to my boy. He know who he is.
That's some wild shit. Like,
yeah.
Hey, look.
We a big deal out here.
Yeah, man, we a big deal. Baby told us, keep his name out of his mouth.
Yeah. I said it already.
Shout out to Bebe.
I don't want them putting up on me. The Bebe pull up.
Yeah, Bebe pulls up on niggas.
Is that the truth?
Yeah, he on the DJ truth. Khaled workout plan too?
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey. I ain't worried about it. I'm too smart to be fighting Bebe anyway.
Bebe, I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Ain't none of my business.
I'm like, Bebe, my bad, man. I know
people. And I done got older. I don't be working out and shit. Don't pull up on me talking about
no
aggressive
shit. Well,
nigga,
stop being fucking messy then, nigga. Shit, stay out of people's motherfucking business.
It ain't, he done his business. He just know about it.
Yeah. Simple.
But check this out. We'd like to thank y'all for joining us for another episode of That Ain't My Business. But let's talk about it. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, share.
And tag Baby.
Tag her, Eric. Tell Hurricane, come on.
Shout out to my nigga. Shout out to Canada.
Yeah, man. That's what we need.
Stop taking that y'all info to all these out-of-town niggas.
Shit.
That's all we need, man.
If y'all want to tell y'all business, come tell us. We going to talk about it.
Man, anything else you want to address, you know what I'm saying, before we get up out of here?
Give them your Instagram, your Facebook, all that. TikTok, if y'all don't know. The government about to shut that shit down.
Y'all think they going to really shut it down?
Yeah, yeah. The government do the fuck they want.
It depends.
But look, you can follow me, La Familia Bruce, everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, La Familia Bruce. Not La Familia with the I on the end. No, stop it at the L.
La Familia.
La Familia.
La Familia.
And ticket.
Shit, no.
La Familia.
Yeah, you said it right on Twitter.
Yeah.
L-A-F-A-M-I-L.
Yeah.
La Familia.
Meal ticket.
We in there. Yeah, say, man, appreciate y'all fucking with it, man. Y'all subscribe.
Nesto the Don.
Yeah.
Iceberg Peck, man.
And me, you know, the voice of the
world. Oh, that boy, them pink diamonds.
You feel me? Shout out to my home girl. I told y'all I was gonna wear it, and I don't care what they say. Yeah, my home girl.
This ain't my business, but I just moved up to.